KEY today.
Greetings and good morning, America. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to start, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, more and more in control of your health. You're more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, psoriasis, acne, rosacea, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive issues, autoimmune ailments. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what's in the world of biology, just standard operating procedure? Because the human biological system is always a healing system. It regenerates itself on a moment-to-moment basis. It's designed divinely to heal and renew. But while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we welcome your calls here on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you've got questions today, I would ask you to get on board a little early. We've got a special guest coming on at the bottom of the hour. So if you've got some things you want to talk about, if you've got some issues, health issues that you want to address, if you want to share a success story, or if you want to comment on anything that we talk about here on The Bright Side, 866-582-9933 is our number. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Frank or Danette or Angela at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. You can also get all the information about the Youngevity products that you hear us talk about here on The Bright Side off the shopping cart at my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. You'll also find articles and videos. I think the 8 chapters of Good Nutrition are still up there. And also, there's a couple of my interviews from the Alex Jones program that we did last week. You can find that at brightsideben.com. Okay, I want to continue on with our discussion about cardiovascular health, heart health. We've been talking about how the gallbladder and the liver and the bile system is connected to heart health. Most people know that bile is involved in the digestive system. Most people, or some people anyway, will be able to tell you that bile is involved in the utilization of fats, essential fatty acids, fatty vitamins, D, E, vitamins A and K, fatty nutrients from plants. But what most people don't know is that bile serves as a hormone-like substance. It has anti-inflammatory properties, and bile is also very important when it comes to preventing the formation of atherosclerosis, of the kind of plaques that form in the arteries, the kind of plaques that the medical model, the medical world, feels like you need to take statin drugs to prevent. It turns out that bile is made up of cholesterol, and it's one of the ways that the body uses up excess cholesterol, so in a way, bile is like your body's own statin drug. Bile naturally lowers your blood cholesterol levels, except, of course, unlike a statin drug, unlike any drug, bile does it with a side effect profile that pharmaceuticals cannot present. In other words, bile has no side effects. Statin drugs, like all pharmaceuticals, come with a very nasty side effect profile, adverse reaction profile. We're going to be talking about all the ways you can support bile for the heart. We're going to continue talking about all the ways that you can support bile for heart health as well as for digestive health. And we'll be talking about a lot of the nutritional supplements that you can take in the coming days. There's so many. There's so many ways to go from a nutritional perspective when it comes to taking care of cardiovascular issues that one has to ask, Is it possible that this epidemic of heart disease that we seem to be confronting in this country and around the world is really just the manifestation of nutritional deficiencies? I mean, selenium, CoQ10, magnesium, vitamin E, carnitine, the B complex, vitamin C, essential fatty acids. Almost every nutritional supplement that you can take has some kind of impact on cardiovascular health. So the question has to be, is it possible that the 64 million Americans who suffer from some aspect of circulatory disease are suffering from nothing more than a nutritional deficiency? We're going to be addressing that in the coming days. Today I want to talk about a toxic chemical that can build up in the blood in honor of our guest in the second half of the program. I want to talk about this stuff called homocysteine. Homocysteine is a toxic chemical. It's a derivative of protein metabolism that builds up in the blood, especially under conditions of nutritional deficiency. And homocysteine levels, elevated homocysteine levels, are associated with all kinds of health issues, health crises. In order to understand homocysteine and what exactly it is, we have to talk a little bit about protein metabolism and the breakdown of proteins into amino acids, being the building blocks of protein. What's supposed to happen under normal, healthy circumstances is during protein digestion and protein metabolism is one specific type of amino acid called methionine, M-E-T-H-I-O-N-I-N-E, methionine. Methionine is an essential amino acid. It means your body can't make it. You have to get it in the diet. And when you get methionine in through your foods, what's supposed to happen if you have enough nutrients in your body is that methionine is supposed to get converted into something called cysteine. Cysteine is another amino acid. So the essential amino acid methionine, an amino acid that you have to get in the diet, is converted under normal circumstances when you have plenty of nutrients available in the body. This methionine is supposed to get converted into cysteine. Now, methionine is an absolutely indispensable amino acid. From a purely biological point of view, methionine is considered to be one of the more primitive amino acids. Methionine is actually thought to predate life. In fact, methionine is actually being studied by NASA and other scientists who are interested in checking out what methionine's role was in being one of the activators of biological life on Earth. This whole activation idea the role that methionine plays in this activation idea is really kind of interesting. I'm going to get to that in just a second. Do you guys remember that high school biology that experiment on life that we learn about in high school biology where they took a bunch of amino acids and they sent some electrical energy through these amino acids and they found life? Most high school textbooks talk about this experiment that was done by a guy named Stanley Miller, I believe at the University of Chicago. They loaded up a test tube or a flask with a bunch of amino acids. They sent some electrical energy through that amino acid, through those amino acids, and they created life. Scientists actually used the amino acid methionine as one of those amino acids because methionine is one of the few amino acids, along with cysteine and taurine, that contains some sulfur. We should probably talk more about sulfur than we do. Even though sulfur only comprises about 0.25% of the human body, it's really important. It's especially important for bone health and muscle health, connective tissue health, and it's especially important for cleansing and detoxification. So there seems to be a very special relationship between life itself and methionine, possibly because of its sulfur content. Methionine can contribute extra sulfur to the body. The body doesn't have a lot of sulfur, but it's super, super important, and some of that sulfur comes from methionine. But to take advantage of methionine biochemistry, to take advantage of its sulfur, to take advantage of its very life-giving properties, you've got to be eating methionine because you can't make it. That's what we mean when we say it's an essential amino acid. It's essential nature. The essential nature of methionine means that it must come in through your diet. Methionine is mostly found in animal foods, fish, meat, cottage cheese, eggs. These are all sources of methionine. Beans may contain some methionine. But one of the big problems, actually, with soybeans and soy protein is its poor methionine content. Soy formulas for babies will always be fortified with methionine because methionine is so important for building things. And that little sulfur atom makes it a real important building amino acid. And so soy being deficient in methionine soy protein or soy formula manufacturers will have to load up or add extra methionine to baby formulas that are made from soy. By the way, whey protein, unlike soy protein, is actually a really good source of methionine. Sesame seeds as well have a reputation for being very high in methionine. Methionine is required for the production of probably one of the most important molecules in all of biochemistry. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're going to take a quick time out, and we will be back right after this with more good health information. Don't go away.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for joining us today. We are talking and continuing our discussion on cardiovascular issues, on heart disease. Before I went to break, I was telling you about this amino acid, methionine, M-E-T-H-I-O-N-I-N-E, methionine. It's an essential amino acid, and it's involved in the production of what is arguably one of the most important molecules in the entire human body, one of the most important molecules in all of biochemistry, and this is a substance that's called SAMe, S, capital S, capital A, capital M, little e, SAMe. You may have heard of SAMe. It was getting a lot of publicity maybe 10 or 15 years ago is being used for depression. SAMe has a lot of applications. For our purposes, we can just call SAMe a type of methionine. SAMe is involved in the construction of all kinds of different stuff, substances in the body via a process that is called methylation. Methylation is when a molecule is attached to different kinds of things that are floating around in the body and acts as an activating chemical. You can just think of SAMe as a little key that turns on the activity of all kinds of substances, including genetic material like RNA and DNA, which basically means all the proteins in your body. So to cut to the chase, SAMe is involved in the production of all the proteins in your body via this activation. SAMe being a type of methionine, that means methionine is involved in the production of all the proteins in your body at the genetic level. Methionine's derivative, or the form of methionine known as SAMe, acts as an activating chemical for turning on genetic material. That makes this stuff super, super, super important. The muscle-building chemical creatine depends on this kind of activation that occurs from SAMe or methionine. So does carnitine. And both creatine and carnitine, by the way, play important roles in heart health. There's brain chemicals that depend on this kind of activation, and that's why SAMe has been used to treat depression and psychiatric issues. There's growth factors and building hormones. All of this stuff depends on the form of methionine called SAMe. Melatonin needs to be activated, and so do LDL and HDL. The brain hormone, or the stress hormone, I should say, adrenaline for emergency response also needs to be activated by methionine or SAMe. And we can see that this type of activation, technically referred to as methylation, is extremely important for the biochemical integrity of the body, and thus the importance of making sure that you're getting enough methionine in your diet. Now, what can happen is, under conditions of nutritional deficiency, as methionine is broken down, it can form that nasty toxic chemical homocysteine. And this is what we're going to be talking to Dr. Kilmer McCulley, our guest, in the next segment about. Dr. McCulley was one of the early pioneers of the understanding of the importance of homocysteine levels and homocysteine in the blood when it comes to cardiovascular issues. Unlike cholesterol, folks, which it's still arguable whether or not elevations in cholesterol are really a problem when it comes to cardiovascular health, homocysteine, unlike cholesterol, is pretty closely tied to incidences of heart disease. And the neat thing about homocysteine is it doesn't take much to lower your homocysteine levels. We'll be talking to Dr. McCulley about all that in the next segment. Got a couple folks I want to get to on the phones before we go to our interview. Sean in Washington, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, no, I'm a girl.
Oh, Sean. That kind of shock. Hi, Sean.
Good morning. I listen to you every morning. I think you're great.
Thank you. Appreciate
I have
that.
A dear friend. She's in her 70s. She had a kidney removed a year ago. As of late, she takes very good care of herself. She takes no medication. But as of late, she's been having back problems, bursitis of the hip. She twisted her wrist. And we've been trying to find the right supplements and the right things to support her nutritionally, what? But I thought if anybody would know, it would be you.
Why did she have her kidney removed?
She had a staghorn growth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in other words, there seems to be a history of inflammation and growth in the body, inappropriate inflammation and growth. Now, when that occurs, there's a couple things I would think about. Number one, I would think about stuff getting into the body that's activating the immune system. And that usually means something that she's eating. So I would look for food allergies, digestive problems. It would be unusual for this gal to not have a digestive issue. So probably, especially with the bursitis, it sounds like there's a chronic inflammatory process that's going on in the body. So it makes sense that the problem will return. I mean, they took the kidney out, but the kidney wasn't the problem. The problem was, why are things growing inappropriately? When everything's growing in the body inappropriately, there's two things that you want to look at. Number one, you want to look at the hormone insulin, and number two, you want to look at the female hormone estrogen. So I'd be approaching this in a triple manner, a three-headed manner. Number one, focus on the digestive system. As I said, it would be unusual for her to not have some kind of food allergies or digestive problems. Those need to be figured out. And the way you do that is by noticing, paying attention to every time you have a digestive symptom. And then when you do have a digestive symptom, you write it down in a little book, and then you figure out, what did I eat a couple hours, three hours, 4 hours, 5 hours before? It helps if you don't eat complicated foods for a little bit. Don't eat foods that have a lot of working parts. Instead of apple pie, just have apples. Instead of have a peanut butter sandwich, just have straight peanuts. In other words, don't eat foods that have a lot of parts so you can figure out what's causing the problem. And you want to also be using nutritional digestive support as well. Digestive enzymes are very important for the digestive system. And, of course, probiotics are a must-have, not just if you have a digestive problem, for everybody. Get on the a great probiotics, and tell her not to skimp. With digestive enzymes and probiotics, I should also tell you, there's something called functional dosing. And functional dosing, we've talked about a couple times on this program, is where you take as many of the pills as you need for yourself. And for some people, that could be 10 digestive enzymes with each meal. For other people, that could be 5 digestive enzymes. For some folks, you're going to want 10 or 12 probiotic capsules. Typically, they'll have around 10 billion units of bacteria per. For other folks, it's going to be 6. You're going to have to find out where that sweet spot is for you in terms of the dosage when it comes to nutritional supplements for the digestive system. So probiotics, digestive enzymes, use functional dosing. Then you're going to want to watch out for insulin levels and estrogen. Whenever I hear of growth, whether it's a staghorn growth or whether it's a skin tag growth or whether it's a cyst or whether it's fibroids or whether it's acne, whenever I hear skin cells dividing rapidly, whenever I hear of excess growth, the two hormones I'm thinking of, I'm focusing on, are insulin, which is, of course, a blood sugar hormone. That means stabilizing insulin by watching out for sugary foods and breads and pastas and those kinds of things we talk about here in the program all the time. And then making sure her EFAs, she's getting enough essential fatty acids. That's the most important way to stabilize estrogen, is to make sure you're getting enough essential fatty acids. Now, look for clues also. If she's having problems with her periods, that's a clue. Cramping or bloating, or she's missing periods. And all these are very likely with somebody who has a history that you're describing. Also look for clues as far as blood sugar goes. Look for hypoglycemia. Look for a history of diabetes in the family. All of these are indicators that the blood sugar system and the insulin system are involved, and or the estrogen system. So supplements for the digestive tract, supplements for the insulin system, like chromium, vanadium, the B vitamins, zinc, magnesium. Watch out for the insulin spiking foods, the sugary foods. Use essential fatty acids for estrogen. Magnesium and the B complex are also important for estrogen metabolism. And then progesterone cream sometimes helps folks who are having issues with estrogen. That's the way I would be approaching that, Sean. Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate your call from Washington. Real quick, actually, you know what? Rick, I don't think we're going to have time to get to you because we're up upon a break. Rick in Florida. If you call back tomorrow, buddy, or if you can shoot me an email, ben@ksco.com, I'll try to answer you personally. Make sure you put your phone number in there as well. Okay, we got a guest coming up in our second half, Dr. Kilmer McCulley, former Harvard professor. He's got some interesting takes on cardiovascular health and the homocysteine connection. Dr. McCulley is the author of The Homocysteine Revolution. We'll be talking to him when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Don't go away. We got more good information coming at you right after this.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. Thanks for joining us today, folks. I'm nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We are here every day from 8 to 9 Pacific time, 10 to 11 Central time, talking about the good news about nutritional supplementation. I am so proud and so honored to have my next guest on, the author of The Homocysteine Revolution and truly a pioneer when it comes to cardiovascular health and some of the causes of the number one killer in America, heart disease. Dr. Kilmer McCulley from Harvard. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. McCulley.
It's my pleasure to join you, Ben.
Real briefly, can you give the audience the short version of how you got into this whole idea of homocysteine, what you discovered, and some of the things that you confronted with this kind of controversial, at least controversial at the time, idea that homocysteine was the link, was the connection to nutrition and heart disease?
Well, years ago in 1968, when I just finished my pathology residency, I ran across some cases of homocystinuria. These are rare genetic defects in children. And I was working at the Massachusetts General Hospital at that time. I was on the faculty of Harvard Medical School. And these children develop severe disease in early childhood, and one of the children was discussed in 1933 and published in the New England Journal of Medicine. This child was 8 years old and died of a stroke. So I was intrigued by this case and looked it up because the case had been published from the department where I was working. And then in 1968, and then I confirmed when I restudied this case that the child had advanced arteriosclerosis at the age of 8 years old and died of a stroke and a thrombosis of the carotid artery. So I got very intrigued in this connection, possible connection between the amino acid homocysteine and vascular disease. And in fact, Dr. Mallory in 1933 had diagnosed this case as arteriosclerosis with stroke, but he had no idea that the patient actually had homocystinuria. And a second case in 1968 was in a two-month-old baby boy who had a different form of homocystinuria.
By homocystinuria, you're talking about elevated levels of homocysteine in the urine.
In the urine. Normally, the urine contains no homocysteine. Homocysteine is a normally occurring amino acid that's present in very low concentrations. And in normal urine, you don't find it. And these cases in the 1960s, displayed increased levels of homocysteine in the urine. And this new disease was actually described in detail in 1962. So I read all about this and came up with the observation that no matter which genetic abnormality caused the elevation of homocysteine in the blood and excretion in the urine, it caused advancing arteriosclerosis. So on the basis of this, I published my first paper in the field in 1969, the American Journal of Pathology, and I suggested that homocysteine causes plaques by somehow directly affecting the cells and tissues of the arteries. And then I commented that there did not seem to be any involvement with fats or cholesterol, which was the popular theory at that time.
So in other words, you actually were flying in the face of the general idea that it was cholesterol and it was lipids that were causing heart disease. You were saying it was not that, it was homocysteine.
Well, what I was saying is that homocysteine causes these plaques, and there was no evidence in these children that cholesterol or fats played a role. For example, there's severe damage to the arteries, and one of the theories at the time and actually today is that damage to the artery allows the fats to deposit in the wall of the artery. And in these children, there was no evidence of fat in the walls of the artery, but they had severe arteriosclerosis with thrombosis.
So would it be fair to say that it's more than likely that it's not an issue of the body making too much cholesterol, that it's more of an issue of protein or homocysteine metabolism?
Well, that's what this discovery points to, that there's a fundamental connection between abnormal protein metabolism and heart disease and arteriosclerosis. And the key is the elevation of this amino acid homocysteine in the blood.
So it's not a fat issue, it's not a lipid issue as much as it is a protein issue, a protein metabolism issue.
Well, the lipids and the fats do enter. Now, more discoveries have been made in this area. For example, my colleagues from Poland and California and I published an article in 1994 showing that homocysteine causes aggregation and precipitation of low-density lipoprotein, the LDL that was identified years ago as a factor in arteriosclerosis. So this precipitate forms aggregates with microorganisms. And my colleague Ulfi Ravenskov from Sweden and I published a hypothesis recently, in 2009, that these aggregates form from the LDL, the homocysteine aggregates, microorganisms, and LDL and autoantibodies to both homocysteine attached to LDL and also oxidized LDL actually get trapped in the small arteries feeding the walls of the arteries and cause damage and actual death of part of the wall of the artery. And this is what leads to the formation of so-called vulnerable plaque.
Are these microorganisms that are typically present in the body? Are they bacteria, or are they what they call somatids, those weird kinds of forms of life that nobody can identify, or what kind of microorganisms?
You know, it's been known for a number of years, really going back 30 or more years, that certain viruses and bacteria and other organisms can be demonstrated in plaques by advanced molecular techniques. And as a matter of fact, a recent report from Germany identified over 50 different bacteria and virus species in plaques. And also one of our colleagues in Brazil, Dr. Higuchi, has demonstrated evidence that there's chlamydia pneumoniae, a protozoan-like bacteria, and also mycoplasma, and also archaebacteria that can be demonstrated in plaques.
Now, are they trapped in the plaques? Are they living in the plaques? Are they feeding off of the plaques? Or nobody knows?
Well, there's some controversy in the medical literature about the significance of these organisms. They are present, and in most cases they're not alive. Only in the case of chlamydia have they been actually cultured from plaques. So they play a role. Now, most investigators feel that they're secondary invaders, that they're there, but they're not important. But we feel that they're part of the process of obstructing the vasovasorum, these small blood vessels that feed the wall of the artery and cause the death of the wall of the artery. So we feel it's part of the pathogenic process. So the microorganisms, the LDL, the homocysteine, all conspire to obstruct these small vessels and cause a vulnerable plaque formation.
So in your opinion, Dr. McCauley, we'll have to get to this after the break because we got a commercial coming up, but in your opinion, I want to know, what is it, why is it that nobody knows about homocysteine? Why is it that everybody's talking about cholesterol lowering and the lipid hypothesis, even decades after this homocysteine connection has been made? We'll talk about that when we come back from a break. We're discussing the homocysteine connection to heart disease with...
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlus1.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlus1.com. VitalityPlus1.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us. We are talking to Dr. Kilmer McCulley, the author of The Homocysteine Revolution, and we're talking to him about his theory that it's homocysteine and it's not cholesterol that is responsible for atherosclerotic plaques, the formation of plaques. Why is it, Dr. McCulley, do you think, that nobody talks about homocysteine, that you're kind of like a lone wolf out in the wilderness crying about this homocysteine idea, and we're still obsessed with the lipid hypothesis even decades after you came up with this idea about the homocysteine connection? Why are we so obsessed with the lipid hypothesis as a culture?
Well, the reason for the obsession with the lipid hypothesis is it's extremely profitable to the pharmaceutical industry. Some of the most valuable drugs, or the most popular drugs in history, are designed to lower cholesterol levels. And there's, you know, a huge amount of research on this, most of it sponsored by drug companies, that show some effect on on susceptibility to heart disease. Really a very disappointingly low effect if one looks at the statistics carefully. But the reason I think that the homocysteine has not gotten the attention that it should is that several of the large secondary prevention trials from Norway, and the HOPE trial, also for the VISP trial from this country, several of these large secondary prevention trials have failed to show that large doses of B vitamins, especially vitamin B12, vitamin B6, and folate, actually reverse plaques. So I think this is one point. The other point is that it's not widely appreciated that the addition of folic acid to the food supply in 1998 decreased the incidence of neural tube defects, but it also decreased the susceptibility to stroke. A large CDC study showed about 5 years ago that stroke mortality took a nosedive in this country and in Canada after the addition of folic acid to the food supply, and it was tied to the lowering of homocysteine in the population.
Do they know how much folic acid people were actually getting? Did they do any estimates on how much an increase of folic acid intake this
Supplementation resulted in approximately a double of the level of folate in the plasma and about a 15% lowering of homocysteine levels in the plasma. And there was a decline, as I mentioned, in stroke. And in England and UK, where they did not add folic acid, there was no change in 1998. So this is some evidence. And a large meta-analysis was published in Lancet of 4 or 5 years ago showing some evidence for primary prevention of stroke but after addition of folate and lowering of homocysteine. So there is some evidence that there is an effect of on primary prevention.
Now you have, before I get into some of the ways that people, some of the practical things people could do, you have some interesting takes on the importance of LDL cholesterol. People have this idea that it's bad cholesterol, you got to keep your LDL low, but it turns out that LDL has some really interesting roles to play in the health of the human body.
Yes, LDL is not appreciated widely by the medical profession that LDL has a role in fighting infections and also has a role in prevention of cancer. In infections, it's been shown by a number of studies that people with elevated LDL and elevated cholesterol in the blood have an increased resistance to infection. And as you lower the level of cholesterol and LDL, susceptibility to infections increases. And in addition, about 15 to 20% of cancers are related to either viral or bacterial infections. So it may also be involved in the prevention of cancer. And it's been shown quite nicely in a commentary that my colleague Ravenscroft and Roach and McCulley just published in Quarterly Journal of Medicine, that when the cholesterol level becomes lower, there's increased susceptibility to cancer as well as to infections.
Might that account for the link between statin drug use and cancer? There's some literature that indicates that that might be the case.
Yes. In our article in Quarterly Journal of Medicine, we discussed this link. Some studies have shown, in interventional studies, have shown an increase, especially in skin cancer, but also other types of cancer, like breast cancer. But not all studies have shown this, and the effects are relatively small. They're not large effects, but if one looks at cancer in general, the lower the cholesterol level, the greater the risk of cancer incidence. So the whole statin question, I think, needs more investigation, more independent research.
Well, so lowering LDL, lowering cholesterol may have a downside. Lowering homocysteine levels definitely does not have a downside.
There's no downside to that, no.
Okay, so how somebody's on a statin drug, or they have a loved one on a statin drug, what are your and they have a history of heart disease, what are your recommendations? What would you do?
Well, my recommendation is to adopt a diet that is improved in nutrient content, and that is to avoid processed foods, to increase the consumption of fruits and vegetables, eat fresh fish, fresh meats, and to increase consumption of whole grains, and especially berries and other colored fruits, so that one ingests a proper diet. This is the basis for it. In addition, I think an older person should take some supplements, especially B vitamins, but also other supplements as well, vitamin D3, vitamin K2, even adenosyl methionine may be helpful, SAM, because it regulates homocysteine metabolism.
So using SAMI as a supplement for the heart as well?
Yes, it can be. It can lower. It potentially lowers homocysteine levels.
Would you advise somebody to get off a statin drug?
Well, I think that they should discuss this with their physician. I personally would not recommend statin therapy.
Do you
because
see?
I think that the effect of statins is very trivial there is no effect of statins on all-cause mortality in long-term studies. And there is some evidence that it may increase risk of cancer. So I think that the very small, really trivial decrease in heart disease is related to statin therapy is totally counteracted by an increase in cancer risk. This was shown in the PROSPER trial that was published several years ago. So for all of these reasons, I wouldn't recommend statin therapy.
Do you see patients still, or are you doing research only?
No, I'm a pathologist, so I study specimens, you know, biopsies and cytologies, and I study chemistry and blood bank. I'm the chairman of the pathology department at the VA hospital in Boston. So that's I see patients indirectly as a pathologist, as the director of the pathology laboratories.
Doc McCullough, we're running out of time. We're up against it. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. It's been very enlightening. I got one last question for you. There's so much information out there about statin drugs, and people are being convinced by their physicians, by commercials, by television shows, news shows, articles about how you have to be on a statin drug if you have a history of heart disease. Where can people go to get good information that is different from the mainstream model, the mainstream kind of stuff that you get on television and through the regular media? Where can they go?
Well, they can go online to a website called thincs.org, thinks.org.
That's the cholesterol people, right?
It's a website where they discuss this issue. The other recommendation is to read the books by Dr. Ravenskov, Ravenskov, on the whole issue of the cholesterol hypothesis.
The mythology of the cholesterol.
The cholesterol myth that's been perpetrated for over a half century by the drug industry. So if you read some of the books by Ravenskov, the latest is called Ignore the Awkward, in which he analyzes the propaganda campaign of the drug industry on cholesterol.
As well as your book, Dr. McCullough, The Homocysteine Revolution. Got to move that on, Dr. McCullough. Thanks so much. I really, really appreciate you participating in the call. I'm going to give you a call later this afternoon if it's okay. I got a couple questions for you, Doctor.
All right. Goodbye.
Thank you, buddy. Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate all you listeners. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We will talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
Nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food. Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.